A few days ago, Claude dropped something that changes what automation actually means for people who want to set up automations and agents who work for you so easily without feeling lost in the setup. It's not Claude code. It's not some technical method you need to spend weeks learning and setting up. It's regular, everyday Claude doing real work for you on a schedule while you are away from your computer, offline, living life while your tasks start and keep running. And today I am telling you all about it and sharing real life examples of the ways I've already put it to work in my biz so you can be inspired and see how this could work in your business too. As a female online business owner with dreams of more income, more impact, and more freedom, you know there's more potential in your business waiting to be unlocked. But figuring out how to shape and transform your biz and get seen, loved, selling, and scaling can feel like, well, a mystery. So how do you cut through the noise, create offers that deeply resonate, sell and scale without you always being on, all while creating a life you love? That is exactly what this show is about. Welcome to Seen, Loved, Selling, Scale. I'm Corinda, your small biz marketing sidekick, digital offer strategist, and online biz bestie. With tens of thousands of digital offers sold, tens of thousands of people helped, and millions of dollars in revenue generated in my own business as a small business owner. And through this podcast, I am here to share it all. You'll gain clear, actionable insights, strategies, and shortcuts to master your online marketing, build scalable online offers, and create a business model that works for you as much as it works for your people, so you can grow your income, amplify your impact, and free up more of your time. Let's get started. All right, it is no secret. You already know Claude can do so much for you, but there has been a massive unlock dropped in the last few days, and that is Claude Schedules. And this unlock, it allows everyday people to have the power of agents on their side. You see, agents are able to work for you using your context, your training, your skills, your connections to go and do tasks for you in your business, even when you are offline. However, for a while now, agents have mostly only been available to those who had the technical skills to create them. It normally involved learning something like Claude Code and being able to create a technical setup where these agents could run while you are offline. Claude, however, created something awesome for Claude Code users a little while ago called Routines. This Routines feature allowed agents to run with less technical setup on Claude's own platform. However, that still meant that people needed to have an understanding and the technical ability on Claude Code itself. But in the past few days, that changed again, and Claude gave every person a massive unlock. Claude dropped changes to something called Schedules. And what that means is you can use, in inverted commas, normal Claude to now have agents do work for you without needing to be technical, with truly just a few clicks of a button. And you don't need a flashy tech stack for any of this either. This runs right off the Claude plan you're probably already paying for. And it means Claude literally doing work for you when you're not working, computer closed, power off. An agent will just start up and start doing work for you because you told Claude AI that you wanted certain tasks run in your business on a schedule. And Claude now actions and houses those agents for you. And today I'm going to help you unlock that power. But I want to be really, really clear about something first. Agents are very cool. And the idea of automation in business is very sexy, as it should be. However, I want you to hear this. I do not believe everything should be automated end to end. And that shouldn't be the goal of your business. It makes complete sense for humans to be in the loop for so many things, even while AI is taking the load. But there are also things you can be out of the loop for that Claude can just do end to end. And today I want to show you some of both. So I am going to show you what I have automated using Claude's own agents that they house to do work for me, to inspire you to be able to dream up the uses for agents in your business too. And that is what I'm going to share in this episode. But before we talk about automating anything, here's my disclaimer. You do not want to be putting crap work onto automation because all you're getting handed back to you is stuff you're going to hate. So the first thing you absolutely need to do before you automate anything is make sure that what you're trying to do, Claude can already do so well without you intervening. That means you build your brain, you give Claude the context it needs. That means you build the skills which teach Claude to do the thing perfectly, exactly as you want it. You want it connected into your systems, either through Claude connections or a custom connection. And you want to make sure that when you use that skill and you use that connector, it does exactly what you want it to do. You improve those elements too. And then once you're really happy with it, that's when you just set it on autopilot. And if you're sitting there thinking, I don't have any of this built yet, that is completely fine. That's actually step one. And it's exactly what the Content Mastery Club and the Claude Small Biz Starter Kit are there for. Now, I know there are so many people out there already happy with the way Claude does things for them. My students in the Content Mastery Club absolutely love the teamies in there, the bot besties that do the work for them. They've gone through and personalized those skills to them, their business, their brain, and connected them to parts of their business. What these teamies are is essentially Claude being able to act as an expert in something because I trained that task for it. They put that into their Claude, they tweak it for their business, and then they automate it. One example of this is an opt-in page writer. You could go to Claude right now and say, make me an opt-in page, and you'd have no idea if it actually meets a decent standard, if it works for small businesses, if it works on cold audiences, yada, yada, yada. It's a generalist. It could do a good job for you. But what I want is for people to have a great job done. So I've created a skill based off me growing my email list to tens of thousands of people, knowing what high conversion actually looks like. And knowing that from my marketing days across every industry too, because I have a list this size, because I learned over the past decade how to convert. So I've bottled that skill up and given it to them. And what can happen is they automate that. So if, for example, they've created a podcast episode once a week, their Claude could go and look through that episode, create a freebie from it, spin up an opt-in page, put that page up on their website, have the freebie ready to send out. And that instantly is shortcutting their business. The soul is still theirs because they ideated and recorded that episode. They've taught the skill even more about their business, their tone, their words, their about profile, their ideal client, and now Claude acts as them. And today, that's exactly what I want to talk about. These are workflows that might inspire you, things I do in my business that you might want to steal for yours, or your business might be completely different to mine. And that's fine too. Just understand the possibilities, because me saying something today might trigger you. You might go, no, I do that completely differently in my business. I do it A, B, C, D instead of X, Y, Z like Corinda does. But then, oh my gosh, light bulb moment. You realize I could actually automate that. So let's dive in, and I'm going to save my favorite automation for last. But here's some of the things Claude does in my business. Let's start with the one I just hinted at, because this is exactly something that happens in my business every single week. I record a podcast. You're listening to it right now. And here's what happens after I hit publish. I have a connection in my business that goes and retrieves the podcast transcript the moment the episode's up. It reads through it. Then Louise steps in. Louise is my lead magnet magician. She uses my ideal client skill, my business brain, and that transcript plus her own understanding of what actually makes a good lead magnet. She reads through it and asks herself one question. Could this be a freebie? Could Corinda make a resource out of this? If that's a yes, here's what she does. First, she makes the freebie. I've got PDF skills that help her do that properly. Then she calls in Olive. Olive is my opt-in page writer, and Olive is connected straight into my Kajabi. So Olive writes the opt-in page. And then Olive and my co-page creator skill, which knows exactly how to match my normal website design onto a brand new page, go into Kajabi together and actually build it. Olive puts the copy on. The design matches my site. Next, Olive loops in Wilma and Angie. Wilma writes my welcome email sequence. Angie handles the automation side. Olive tells them exactly what's needed. An email sequence ready the moment someone grabs the freebie, plus the ManyChat keyword and the comment copy that'll go out to people. And that's it. They just work together. So here's what I actually wake up to. A freebie for that week's podcast. An explanation of why the agent thought it was worth making. A page sitting in my Kajabi, not live yet. Emails ready and waiting. Many chat comments ready to go. My job at that point is just the final sprinkle. I'll look through the freebie, maybe add a story from the episode in, tweak a line, change a word. Then I read the emails, and honestly, I already know they're going to be good because this is a skill built off exactly how I know emails should be written. So what I'm doing at that point is just adding the soul in. I go through and make sure every part of that sequence is exactly what I'd say, exactly what I love. And because my Claude brain is so good now, this usually comes back 90, 95%, right? I just sprinkle a few things in. Honestly, it could go out exactly as it is, but I will not let the robots rob me of that soul sprinkle. It makes me feel too good. If it's your prerogative to automate that last bit too, that's completely up to you. But nothing goes out to my list, to my audience, without me seeing it first. That part never changes. Then I flick it all live. And now when I'm creating content that week, I've got a keyword and a theme sitting there ready to use. So here's what I want you to notice. I was already doing every single one of these steps myself, writing the podcast, going, hey, I could make a freebie out of that. Then, oh, now I need an opt-in page. Oh, now I need the email sequence. Oh, now I need to go write the ManyChat keyword and caption. What I did first was train a skill for each one of those jobs. I had every skill use my brain so it could act as me. I manually prompted them myself every time. And when something came back that I didn't love, I went and corrected the skill. And now that I know they work this well, I don't need to sit in the middle going, call in Olive, do this. Call in Angie, do this. That's what I've been able to automate now. So this was never about rushing off and suddenly having some slick automation. It was about breaking down my process first, making the skills first. But FYI, you don't have to build these from scratch. If you're in the Content Mastery Club, you already have them. If you're not in the club, click the link in the show notes to see if there's a spot for you. Then I tweak them to my business, just like my students tweak theirs, which is honestly a really fun part to do. You don't have to tweak a thing. You can absolutely use them out of the box. But you could go, hey, I always like my headings written in alliteration and my skill doesn't quite do that. So add it in, make it yours, and then automate from there. But also an FYI, you don't have to build these skills from scratch at all. You can have mine. I have trained an entire team up on marketing tasks that you can install into your business in one click and then use them exactly as they are, or make small tweaks to them to make them even more you with the hard work already done. And if you're in the Content Mastery Club, you already have them. And if you're not in the club, but you want my marketing teamies, my AI support, and my end-to-end marketing mastery pathway, click the link in the show notes to see if there's a spot for you, because that's exactly what you'll find inside and more. You can add these to your business, work with them, and have them doing tasks exactly as you like it, and then automate it all from there. Okay, so now back to the automation examples. That one was marketing. Now let's do another agent example and talk admin. I have a whole pile of agents that help me with recurring tasks in my business. And when I started automating, I did my constraints finder first. Every month I'd check in with myself. Is my focus right now capacity, revenue, offer delivery? Then I'd train skills specifically in that one area. I really believe in this, by the way. Don't try to build everything at once. Just find your biggest constraint and start there. At one point, my constraint was time. Plain and simple. So here's what I automated. Every month in the Content Mastery Club, I deliver new goodies. I ideate what those goodies are. I make the Canva posts for them. I write a debrief explaining exactly what's happening that month. I update the tiles in Kajabi. I post that tile with the debrief in the club. And then I go to my calendar and put every single deliverable on there. Now, I love ideating. I love making the deliverables. That's mine. That's the fun part. But all the stuff in between, making the Canva template, uploading it, posting it, I don't need to be the one doing that. So I built a skill. Claude connects straight into Canva. So I trained it to make the tile I always add to Kajabi and Facebook. Then I fed it the last 12 months of how I actually announce what's coming each month in the club. So it understood my formatting, my explanation style, the context I always give, because that matters so much. I always explain why we're doing something, not just what. At first, I was still the one triggering it. I'd tell Claude what was happening that month. Watch it spin up the tiles. Watch it write the brief. Watch it post to Kajabi. Watch it generate the Facebook post. Watch it put the to-dos on my calendar. And once I trusted it, I automated it. So now a week out from the new month, I have an agent in my routines that goes, hey, Corinda, it's time to work on your club stuff. Here's a space for you to drop your ideas in. I could probably train an agent to help me ideate too, honestly, but I'm never short on ideas there. I love that part. So I've kept myself in that loop on purpose. I just drop in a big voice note, what we're doing, why we're doing it, roughly which weeks it's going out. Claude checks that space. It sees when I've responded and it gets to work, designs the Canva tiles, writes the brief, pings me when it's done. I check it. I tick yes. And on the first of the month, it goes into Kajabi and into our Facebook group on its own. That used to take me about an hour every single month. Now I have that hour back. And more than that, it's improving my business quality and timeliness, because honestly, there have been times over 5 years of loving and running this membership where the first of the month hits and I go, oh my gosh, did I actually update the Kajabi section today? That mental checklist. Did I do this? Did I do this? Did I do this? Did I do this? I don't carry that anymore. That hour I get back now goes into serving the club better, making the deliverables even richer, or honestly, just looking after myself so I can show up as the best version of me for my community. So now you've seen a marketing example and an admin example. Now let's talk behind the scenes operations. If you're running Meta ads, Claude can actually connect straight into your ad account. It's called a custom connector. At the time I'm recording this, you won't find it if you just type Meta into Claude. You need to go to Google, search Meta ads, MCP, and you'll find the official way to connect it. Very above board, this is Facebook's own connector. They've said, yes, AI can come into your ad account and help. So I connected mine and I trained it on exactly what I look for when I'm optimizing ads. Because here's the thing, Claude is a genuinely brilliant generalist. I would hire Claude into any department of my business tomorrow. But there's a difference between Claude's general knowledge and my lived experience. If you're an easy ads engine, you know I teach specific frequency levels, specific CTRs, specific CPMs we look for on low ticket ads. Claude might already know what a good CTR looks like broadly. It doesn't automatically know where I choose to go against the grain and why. So I built a skill teaching Claude how to assess my ads, specifically the way I do it. At first, I'd trigger it manually, go into my Meta account, pull me a report, tell me exactly what needs attention. I'd check that against what I could see myself in the account. Then I'd have it use my ad skills, the ones built into Easy Ads Engine and my scaling shortcut studio, to learn which persona or angle was working and spin up new variations off proven hooks, captions, and messaging. I'd like the ads it made, I'd test them in Ads Manager, and they started making me an extraordinary amount of sales. I am just so freaking happy about that. And now I can automate the whole loop. Once a week on its own, Claude goes into my account, reads my ads, finds my best performing persona, finds new angles, writes the headlines and captions, presents it all to me. And I want to be really clear on one thing, because I know some of you are already wondering, this is not Claude spending my ad budget on its own. It's not launching anything without me. It doesn't touch a single dollar. It's doing the thinking and the drafting. Then it hands me the finished ad ready for me to test myself in Ads Manager. This is the system acting as me. I trained Claude on my analysis. I trained Claude on my ad instincts. And now Claude works in my place on autopilot. So this is just a huge operational edge that I now have in my business, saving me hours and hours and allowing me again to stay in the states and places of my business that need me most, where I can have an automation doing the things like this. And then one last example I want to share again. I have endless examples of this in my business. Claude and automation do so much for me, so I can do my part elsewhere. And I've been able to share just a few of them today to start to inspire you. But I want to wrap up by sharing one of my favorites. I told you right at the start I was saving my favorite for last. And here it is. It's my chief of staff. What my chief of staff is an agent that checks my memo to it every single day. And here's what my memo actually is all throughout the day. Instead of getting distracted and going and doing five different things, I just riff to my chief of staff. Hey, I've got to get back to this email. Hey, I need to do this report. Hey, I want to tell so-and-so this. Hey, I just had a content idea. I want to do that next week. Quick voice notes. Whenever a thought lands, then my chief of staff goes through them and it allocates that work out to whichever other agents need it. If it's something I need to do personally, it adds it to my dashboard, which now actually plugs into everywhere in my business. So it can tell me what's on my to-do list, tell me where my other agents are waiting on me for something. And it also checks that my other agents are actually working to the quality I expect, that they've done their jobs, that nothing has slipped through. So I don't have routines quietly falling off track without me even noticing. This is so, so, so simple for me. And it's a true breakthrough, because I can just go about my day and literally riff or voice note to my chief of staff as things come up. Then at the end of the day, it reads through every single riff and allocates the workout, because it has the full context of my business, the full context of every other agent and skill I have running. It can see my dashboard. It can see my calendar. It can see my emails. And it goes and allocates that work either to me or to the right agent. And it makes sure the work that was supposed to get done that day by my other agents actually has been. And if you're wondering, does that mean I lose visibility over my own business? No, it's the opposite. I actually have more visibility now than I ever did juggling it all in my head, because it's all sitting in one place, checked, accounted for, and automation taking the energetic load off me so I can save that energy for elsewhere. So those are four of the many automations in my business. But there's still lots of other skills Claude does for me that I want to mention. Things I don't have to automate, but are still awesome and still save me so much time. For example, I have a skill in the Content Mastery Club that helps with brand messaging, finding that elevator pitch, that USP, the line someone reads on my website header or hears from me at a conference or sees in my bio and goes, oh my gosh, I need to know more. She sounds like she's for me. And then I have another skill that takes that message and turns it into an Instagram bio, because bios have word limits. And knowing what order to put things in so someone actually hits follow is its own skill entirely. Those two just live in my Claude. I don't automate them. Anytime I feel the pull to tighten my message or refresh my bio, I call them in. That's it. So here's what I want you to actually hear. Automation is powerful, but having core skills sitting in your Claude, connected to your tools, ready for you to say, go get me this, go check this, go update this throughout your normal day. That is so damn powerful too. We don't need to be obsessed with agents and automation. But when you're ready for them, they absolutely change the game. What I want you to do is take one task off your plate, turn it into a skill, or come join me in the Content Mastery Club where I'll just hand you mine. Get the skill first, trust it, tweak it so it sounds like you. And only then, once you're genuinely happy with it, that's when you put it on autopilot. And again, if you want to join me in the club, click the link in the show notes and see if there are spaces available. The club is capped. So if you do see it's open, jump on it and come and join me inside. If you hit the waitlist page, add your name there. And I can't wait to send out invites next time spaces are available. Because inside we are about not just mastering marketing, not just getting seen, loved, and selling, but doing so with the power of AI, helping with the heavy lifting and working for us even when we are not always on. So that is a wrap on this episode. Thanks so much for joining me today. I will see you next time, same place, same goal, to get you seen, loved, selling, and scaling. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Seen, Love, Selling, Scale podcast. I hope today's episode left you feeling inspired, fired up, and empowered to make serious moves that align with your goals and version of success, both in life and business. If you loved what you heard, head over to www.thisisco.com.au to find all the links and resources mentioned in today's episode. And if you aren't already following the show, make sure you hit that follow button so you never miss a future episode when it drops. I'll see you again next week, same time, same place, same goal to get you seen, loved, selling, and scaling. See you then.